You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. That image we see in old movies of the police officer walking the beat, that may be one of the best ways for police and public safety officers to build closer ties with the people they serve and protect. A recent study by the Police Foundation examines this tradition of foot patrols and how it's working in four communities, including Kalamazoo. With us now is Kalamazoo's Public Safety Chief, Jeff Hadley. Chief, that report from the Police Foundation singles out your department as taking a particularly innovative approach to build trust and enhance its relationship with the community. Pretty remarkable to think that back in March 2014, you launched this by having officers knock on every single door in the city.
Yes. I mean, it was ambitious, obviously. I mean, there's a lot of probably about 15,000 homes in our community. Now, I will qualify that by saying, you know, not everybody answered the door or were home at the time we knocked on the door, but we figured we'd reach a good number of our citizens. And it took us about 15 months, so it wasn't we didn't get it done in the calendar year, but we did take about 15 months to cover those bases, and it was extremely eye-opening for our officers and for our community.
How so?
You know, for the community, they'd never seen this before, right? At times, we got either an email or sometimes even a phone call. Is this for real? Are they really police officers? Because they're not used to having just an officer knock on their door and ask them, hey, how are we doing and what can we do better? You know, so they really realize there's so many good people out here in our community, even in the most challenged neighborhoods, that support them, that need them, that want them. And, you know, that really came through in their discussions with the citizens during those contacts.
And then how have you taken that and incorporated that into the policing that you're doing today in Kalamazoo?
Well, I think you have to make that part of, it's not a program, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be, although this was an initiative, we had a goal to reach every door, but it really needs to be part of the everyday toolbox for any officer in any community. So it should become natural to them, right? So I'm going to get in my squad car. I'm going to go to my district. I'm going to answer my calls for service because that's in part what we do. But in my free time, when I have the downtime to be able to do so, I'm going to get out of my car. I'm going to connect with people. And we want that to be just part of the thinking. You know, so it should be more natural or more organic, if you want. And so that's our goal. And so, I mean, you got to be intentional about it, and you got to have that kind of organizational pressure to lay out the expectations relative to that. But I would hope over time, as it evolves, and the officers and the community see the value in that, that it is what they do. And so we don't have to do a news release that, hey, we're doing this, or a study needs to be done that we're doing foot patrols. It's just part of what they do. No different than gas in their car, no different than taking a barking dog complaint. They're going to get out of the car. They're going to connect with their community when time allows, when weather allows. And we hope that's how it roots into the organization. And then it outlasts me. It outlasts when people retire. It just comes part of the DNA of the organization.
Jeff, can you give us some examples of things that perhaps your officers have been able to do as they're on foot in the neighborhoods that would probably not have happened if they'd been in cars?
Yeah, well, so one thing that sticks out to me is, so one of our officers, one of our sergeants actually was out engaging in the foot patrols and canvas in the neighborhood. And so he'd been out for about an hour, and a citizen comes up to him, shakes his hand and says, really appreciate you being out here. And the citizen walks away. Well, what he did is in his hand, he had a note. And in that note to the officer was some information on a shooting that had occurred in the previous days and the name of a suspect who happened to be the actual person that did that shooting. So I think that this officer realized the value, one of the values of this is he got to go out and look for a bad guy, which is why a lot of us obviously get into this line of work. So I think that really was a kind of a watershed moment for that officer who may have been, you know, well, does this have any value? Does this work? But it does, because the person trusted you enough to come up, shake your hand, give you some information, and then you got to go out and look for that person that had committed that crime in the previous couple days. So I think that's one of the things that is highlighted in my mind.
It seems that for your officers and for the community, each is putting a face on the other.
Absolutely. We have to humanize each other. And you can't do that on Facebook. You can't do that in a car. You have to do it you know, connecting with people in a real way. And it has to be authentic and genuine. And people will see that coming through the more you do it. That's what connects people and community together, is their trust in you, their belief in you, and their support of you. And this is just one way to do that from a grassroots organizational perspective.
When you think of that image that I cited at the top of this interview that we see in the movies of the officer walking the beat, and everybody knew who that officer was and that officer knew the neighborhood, kind of is everything old is new again.
You're absolutely right. Making human contact and relating to people has never changed in thousands of years.
Jeff Hadley is the chief of the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety. Chief, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.